好，那所以这个乐器的这个道理哈很重要哈，希望大家都可以明白。
And so this is an important teaching about Passover, which we hope everyone can understand.
那接下来哈，我们来看第十三章的。
Then afterwards, we will look at chapter 13.
第十三章。
Chapter 13.
你打开你的讲义一下。
If you open your notes.
分别为圣，归神的长子。
And so it is to separate, to keep holy as the first
consecrate 这个。
Oh, consecrate. 哦、oh, life to be consecrated to God, the law of the firstborn.
对。那这是跟我们的现在的身份有关系。
And so this is related to our status.
我们事实上是归属神的，而且是都是长子。
And so we all belong to God, and so we are all the firstborn.
因为神在埃及击杀的是长子。
And because in Egypt, God killed the firstborn.
逾越节讲完之后，接下去就讲这个长子要分别出来归神。
And then afterwards, it says that the firstborn shall be consecrated to God.
那这个是神的对摩西的小谕哈，跟他讲的。那接下去就是摩西把它传给百姓。
And so this is the command that God gave to Moses, and Moses passed to the people.
先看一下这个结构。
And so if we look at the outline.
第一节到第十六节。
Verses 1 to 16.
这是长子要被分别出来，头生的牲畜要属于神的这个条例。
And so that the firstborn needs to be consecrated and that they are dedicated to God.
好，这个我们如果圣经这样看哈，你就要看到那个段落哈，它是有这个结构的。
And so we see that this is the outline, the section.
好，那到了第二段落。
And then the second section.
第二段落，我这里竟然忘记放进去。第二段落是从17节到22节的。
Then the second section is from verses 17 to 22.
就是神是如何带领百姓，然后他们当初一离开埃及的时候，一离从那个苏哥，就是兰塞起行之后，其实一开始的时候，神的云柱火柱就带领他们要走这个旅程。
And so verses 17 and on to 22 talks about when they departed from Sukkoth, then there's the appearance of the pillar of cloud and pillar of fire.
然后在出去的这个行列当中，他们没有忘记那个约瑟那个棺材。
And then when they were leaving, they did not forget about the tomb of Joseph.
所以在出埃及的时候，他们都一直抬着一具棺材。
And so as they were departing out of Egypt, they were carrying a tomb.
那这个约瑟的这个骸骨呢，现在要带到迦南地去安葬了。
And so that the bones of Joseph were to be brought into the land of Canaan.
好，所以两段落，一到十六跟十七到二十一。
And so there's two sections, verses 1 to 16 and 17 to 22.
好，那这个头生的是属神的，这个很清楚了哈。
And so it's very clear that the firstborn, they are dedicated and consecrated to God.
要献给神。
They are to be offered and dedicated to God.
因为这些本来是该死的。
Because they are the ones deserving of, that should have died.
好，那我们现在信耶稣之后，这个长子，我们其实是都是属于长子。
And so now, after we believe in Lord Jesus Christ, we have become the firstborn.
神在埃及击杀长子这件事情，在诗篇里面讲很多次。
And so when God killed the firstborn, this is often referenced in Psalm.
那对我们今天来说，其实这个是一种救赎。那我们现在被神本来该死的被救出来的，这个就是要有这个长子的概念。
And so we need to have the understanding that it is that because we are redeemed by God from death, and so we have the become the firstborn.
先看一下 罗马书第八章。
We look at Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8.
第八章。第二十九节啊。
We look at chapter 8, verse 29.
29节跟30节。
Verses 29 and 30.
罗马书八章二十九节三十节。
Romans chapter 8, verse 29 and 30.
好，能不能够请，宝爱，请你读。
二十九节，因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。第三十节，预先所定下的人又招他们来，所招来的人又称他们为义，所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。阿们。
谢谢。这是主耶稣他保罗所讲主耶稣拯救我们的他那个计划。
And so here, this is the plan that Paul says that Jesus had to redeem us, to save us.
我们其实是神在基督里面，在创世以前就拣选的。
So that we were already chosen before the creation of the world.
是神拣选我们在基督里哦。
That we were chosen in Christ.
那表示说其实我们都被神认识的。
Which means that we are all recognized and acknowledged by God.
现在说预先知道人就预先定下要效法他儿子的模样，这个就是要效法耶稣。
And so here it says that for whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, which is Lord Jesus Christ.
使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
That he might be the firstborn among many brethren.
所以主耶稣就是老大。
And so Lord Jesus Christ is the firstborn.
那我们现在在他里面人，每一个都要效法他。
And so all of us who are in him must follow in him and conform to him.
为什么说要效法基督了?
And so why does it say we must conform to him?
他是长子。
He is the firstborn.
那我们现在耶稣所救赎人，我们也其实都是要成为长子。
And so all of us who have been redeemed by Lord Jesus Christ, we shall also become the firstborn.
好，那因为时间的关系，先去看希伯来书第十二章。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
第二十二节哈。
Verse 22.
这个在旧书里面哈，二十二节，它让我们看到这个天上的景象。
And so, in the redemption plan, this is a what we see in heaven.
二十二节，现在读到第二十四节。
Verses 22 to 24.
二十二节到二十四节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 22 to 24.
请东安的，请，那个董文兄来请。林弟兄啊，林永文弟兄来读。
希伯来书十二节，十二章二十二节，你们乃是来到锡安山永生神的城邑，就是天上的耶路撒冷，那里有千万的天使，二三有名录在天上出长子之会所共聚的总会，有审判众人的神和被成全之一人的灵魂，二四定新约的中保耶稣。以及所撒的血，这血所说的比亚伯的血所说的更美。阿们。
好，谢谢。那这个特别强调说，在天上，其实我们现在所进入的这个永生神的城邑，天上的耶路撒冷，是所有的长子所聚在一起的。
And so here that we have entered into the heavenly Jerusalem, which is the General Assembly and Church of the Firstborn, were registered in heaven.
那所以在出埃及十三章这里讲到这个长子的条例啊。
And so in Exodus chapter 13, when it talks about the ordinance of the firstborn,
特别强调说是要分别出来。
They must be separated out.
是被神所救的。
They have been saved by God.
那本来是该死的，那是因为有这个血的记号救赎之后所分别出来，现在要归属神，要为神活。
And they should have died, but because of the sign of the blood, they were redeemed, and then they were are consecrated to God and should live for God.
十三章的第三节，神再强调一次，这借摩西讲的，你们要纪念从埃及为奴之家领出来的这一支。
And so in chapter 13, verse 3, Moses said to the people, "Remember this day in which you went out of Egypt."
那个要吃这个无效饼哈，有效的不可以吃。
And so you
重生了哈。
And you shall not eat. You shall eat the unleavened bread, and you shall eat nothing with leaven in it, and so live a new life.
一直到第七节都是一样。他说强调这些同样的事情。
And so it is repeated all the way until verse 7.
然后第八节。
Verse 8.
当那日你要告诉你的儿子说，好，就是在守逾越节无效节的时候，这个就是要讲的。
And so verse 8 says that what you shall tell your son and why we do this during the Feast of Unleavened Bread.
第九节说在手上做记号在额上做纪念。阿是神的律法藏在你的口中。
Verse 9, it shall be as a sign to you on your hand and as a memorial between your eyes that the Lord's law may be in your mouth.
就是在守逾越节在守除酵节的时候就要想到这个长子被救赎的恩典。
And so during the Passover and the Feast of the Unleavened Bread, you must remember the grace of God on the firstborn.
然后，所以长子现在是要把它赎出来。
And so then the firstborn shall be separated out.
那你现在看第十三节。
If we look at verse 13.
你儿子中头生的都要赎出来。
And so everything must be consecrated, separated.Set apart.
我们要教育他，让他知道怎么报答神的恩典。
And so you must educate them on how they can repay the grace of God.
一样哦，在第十四节，日后你的儿子问你说，这是什么意思？
And so verse 14 again, it says, so it shall be when your son asks you in the time to come, saying, what is this?
再重申一次，神是怎么样击杀埃及的长子，让他的百姓可以得到自由。
That you shall say to him, by the strength of the hand of the Lord, how they killed, God killed the Egyptians and delivered the Israelites.
好，所以，这个就是，你如果感受到神救赎我们的生命，我现在归属神，那当然是为神活啊。
And so if you think about how God delivered me from death and that I am consecrated to God, so of course we will live for God.
那头生的牲畜归神。
And so the firstborn of livestock shall be the Lord.
好，现在有一个问题，就是第十三节说。
And so there's a question in verse 13.
凡头生的驴，你要用羊羔代赎。
But every firstborn of a donkey you shall redeem with a lamb.
如果不要代赎的话，就打折它的颈项。
And if you will not redeem it, then you shall break its neck.
那表示说，如果打折颈项，大概死了。
And so of course, when you break a neck, then it would die.
你如果这个本来该属神的，但是圣殿里面不需要驴子的哈。
And so, if you want to redeem it, but then in the temple, there's no offering of the donkey. They don't need.
他说用羊羔代赎可以代替的。
And they could redeem it with a lamb.
那如果你舍不得哈，你不要给神，那你这只驴子不可以。
And so if you are reluctant to offer up this donkey, then you cannot keep it either.
其实我们今天如果愿意奉献给神的哈，才会有更多了。
And so today, if we are willing to offer to God, then we will receive more.
我们如果舍不得，其实也不会得到什么。
And so, but if you are reluctant to offer, then you will not receive as much.
好，那我们自己本身哈，我们自己本身在长子这个部分，我们要知道。我们现在是主重价买来的，我们要成为圣洁归给神用。
And so as we ourselves as the firstborn of God, we need to understand that we were purchased at a price, and so we need to live our lives for God.
好，那这个我们都讲过了。
And so we've already talked about this.
那我们现在是想想主耶稣他也是头生的。
And so we think about how Jesus Christ is also the firstborn.
那这个在哥罗西书第一章十五节。
And so this is recorded in Colossians chapter 1 verse 15.
好，那我们现在这个已经刚才讲过的，所以我们要把自己从这个世界分别出来。
And so had discussed this, so we must be separated out.
好，那其他的部分呢？我们在最后下一章我们提到要过红海的时候就会谈到了。
And so the next part we will talk about the crossing of the Red Sea.
好，这一节先到这里结束，请低头默祷。
And so we'll conclude here. Let's all bow our heads and pray in silence.
阿门。奉主耶稣圣名，继续学习出埃及记。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we continue studying the book of Exodus.
我们接下来要来查考百姓他们要离开埃及，要过红海的这个过程。
And next, we're going to study the process of how the Israelites crossed the Red Sea.
我们应该还是回到十三章那个地方来对。
So we're going to return to chapter 13.
三章最后的一段哈。
The last passage in chapter 13.
三章的最后一段。对不起，我搞错，应该是在第十四章里面的一起的。
I apologize, we'll be going into chapter 14.
好，因为从第十二章就开始有描述他们出埃及的时候离开埃及的时候是哪些人，什么时候。
In chapter 12, it begins to describe when and who left Egypt.
就是逾越节那天晚上吃完了逾越节的饭，羊羔的肉，无酵饼加苦菜，他们在应该在吃的时候，摩西亚伦就被叫去法老那里了。
It was on the night of the Passover after they ate the roasted lamb and the unleavened bread and the roasted herbs that Moses went to Pharaoh.
那法老就允许以色列百姓离开那接下来以色列人就向他们的邻居都去要这些财物。
So Pharaoh told the Israelites to leave, and the Israelites went to their neighbors to ask for their goods.
好，那接下来等到这个应该晚上隔夜的吧哈，进入了，应该如果以现在时间来看的话，就是以神所吩咐的，就是开始要进入除酵节、无酵节的时候。
And so on the next night, when they are supposed to keep the feast of the unleavened bread.
但是只有当时候出埃及的现场，他们就是把所有东西都准备好，然后圣经说神的军队就要浩浩荡荡的离开埃及。
And so when they were getting ready to leave Egypt, it says that the armies of the Lord are going to leave Egypt.
那这个时候其实是还没有组织的。
At this time there wasn't.
就是以家庭为单位的
了。It was by family unit.
他们并不是像那个军队里面说哪一营哪一营这样子很有组织很有系统的。
It wasn't very systematic like an army.
好，那所以圣经就告诉我们，男丁大概有600,000而已啊。
And the Bible tells us there were about 600,000 men.
那带什么？带锅碗瓢盆啊，盆子里面装的那个还没有发酵的面啊，然后就出去了。
But they brought A dough which was not yet leavened.
那有闲杂人，又有牛群、羊群啊，就是一点不像军队。
It was a mixed multitude and flocks and herds, and they were not like an army at all.
那时间特别强调是正满四百三十年那一天，神的军队从埃及地出来。
It specifies that on the day of the end of 430 years in Egypt, that all of the armies of the Lord left.
这一天他们一定要记住，世世代代不可忘。
And they were to remember this day through the generations.
到了第十三章的第十七节。
Until chapter 13, verse 17.
好，那这里是十三章的第二段落。
This is the second part of chapter 13.
法老容百姓去的时候，这个就是他们现在开始旅程走了啊。那路线是怎么安排的？
This is when Pharaoh had let the people go, so they were beginning their journey.
现在请读17节哈，17节啊，读到第20节。
We'll read verse 17 to verse 20.
请比你是教会Carol 陈姐妹来读。
好，奉主耶稣圣名读经十七节。法老容百姓去的时候，非利士地的道路追近，神却不领他们从那里走，因为神说，恐怕百姓遇见打仗后悔，就回去埃及。十八节。所以神领百姓绕道而行，走过红海的路。以色列人出埃及地，都带着兵器上去。十九节，摩西把约瑟的骸骨一同带去，因为约瑟曾叫以色列人严严的起誓，对他们说：神必眷顾你们，你们要把我的骸骨从这里一同带上去。二十节，他们从苏哥起行，在旷野边以躺安营。阿们。
十七节，神不领他们走那个近的路，反而是绕道而行。
It says that God led the people around by way of the wilderness.
那是因为知道他们如果遇到非利士人的攻击一碰到仗他们就腿就软了，就想要回埃及。
Because God knew that if they encountered the Philistines, they would be afraid and want to go back to Egypt.
这个时候的百姓没办法承受一点点压力如果是敌人来攻击，那更不用说了。
At this time, the Israelites could not handle just a little bit of pressure, and if they encountered any enemies, they would change their minds.
神特别让他们走到红海的旷野路上去了。
So God led the people around by way of the wilderness of the Red Sea.
那在第十八节特别说他们都带着以色列人出埃及地，都带着兵器上去。
And in verse 18, it says the children of Israel went up in orderly ranks.
那个其实说我们中文把它变成兵器英文你看它是说 in orderly ranks 是不是
yeah
那是什么意思英文什么意思
so what does it mean in English
Abigail 你读英文你的了解是什么
It's very orderly, like line by line, like an army.
就是有好像有次序嘛
Yeah.
那所以中文这里说带着兵器那表示英文它这样写这样翻译跟中文这样翻译有不太一样嘛。
So there's a little bit of difference between the English and Chinese translations.
那也说明在经文本身有些字他们在抄写的时候不同的抄本就有不同可能有不同的字眼 后来就衍生出了不同的意思。
So when they're translating the Bible, some words can be interpreted differently.
我们现在的看的圣经哦，都不是原始的最原始的抄本。
But the Bible we are reading today is not the original text.
所以圣经里面的原文都已经不见了。
And so it might have lost its original meaning.
我们现在所看到的圣经哦，都是以前的人留下来，现在最古老的大概是第九世纪的时候所留的。
But the Bible we are reading today, the most recent copy we have is from the 9th century.
那他们这里圣经说以色列百姓，他们带着，我们中文说带着兵器，啊，其实哈，英文是说他们是这个路上哈，这个路上。Children of Israel, 很有秩序的啊，跟在神后面走的。
So they were following in an orderly fashion behind God.
所以他们这里的兵器是什么呢？
So what are their?
就是他们的 weapon.
Their weapons.
他们依靠什么？
What are they relying on?
现在先看一下耶利米书第二章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 2.
耶利米书第二章
Jeremiah chapter 2
第一节
Verse 1
第一节跟第二节读第一节到第三节
Verse 1 to verse 3
第三节Sister 雅珠 Please read
Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 1 to 3. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Go and cry in the hearing of Jerusalem, saying, Thus says the Lord, I remember you, the kindness of your youth, the love of your betrothal, when you went after me in the wilderness, in a land not sown. 3. Israel was holiness to the Lord, the first fruit of his increase.All that devour him will offend. Disaster will come upon them, says the Lord.
谢谢。这是神的爱，对百姓的爱。
This is the love of God toward the Israelites.
神他不曾忘记。
And God never forgets.
那在那个时候，以色列人其实是紧紧地跟随主的。
And at that time, the Israelites closely followed God.
从现在苏哥从南塞起行，现在一站一站的停留的时候，其实他们现在唯一的依靠就是紧紧的跟随在神的后面。
On the journey from Ramses to Succoth, their only reliance was God and to follow God closely.
说实在的，他们当时候这些奴隶，他们能够有什么武器呢
？So what'sWell, what weapons could these slaves have?
这个武器就是神本身而已。
But their weapon is God himself.
那其实他们顺服神，照神所说的去做，跟在神的后面。
And they obeyed God and followed behind him.
好，所以现在那神带着路嘛，所以神领他们走，他们就跟着，不，他们也不知道怎样去其实也没有知识。
God led the way, and actually they did not know which way to go.
所以这里特别绕道而行，所以我们现在要想，有时候从这个地方到那个地方，虽然路很近，但是不真的最好
哦。It says God led the people around, so just because a path is short does not mean it is the best way.
最好的路是什么？是神带领的路，有时候不见得是最近的，可能是绕很远。
The best path is the one led by God, and it is not always the shortest. Sometimes it is long.
那说明我们有时候真的不能够按照我们的理性去想。
This shows us that we should not just rely on our own thinking.
因为我们看不到后面会发生什么事。
because we cannot see what will happen afterward.
但是神知道,
but God knows.
所以如果神带领我们走的路, 即使绕了弯路的, 都是最好的。
So even if God brings us on a winding path, it is still the best path.
神的爱哈, 会让我们得到平安。
God's love will bring us peace.
好, 那现在特别提到约瑟的骸骨被带上去了。
Now it specifies that the bones of Joseph are being brought.
那约瑟的骸骨所, 他这里特别说明, 当初约瑟对神非常有信心。
And this tells us that Joseph had great faith in God.
所以第19节, 他 后面所引出来这句话是当初约瑟所讲的。So
the words in verse 19 were spoken by Joseph.
那就是在创世纪50章最后他所留下的遗言。This
is his will that was left in Genesis 50.
神必眷顾你们，你们要把我的骸骨从这里一同带上去。God
will surely visit you, and you shall carry out my bones from here with you.
那在 希伯来书第11章, 特别强调说约瑟是因着信而留下了遗命, 就是留下了这一个特别的, 将来所看到的要离开埃及的这个整个过程。
And in Hebrews chapter 11, it says that by faith, Joseph gave these instructions concerning his bones.
好, 那他们就从苏哥起行,
So they left from Succoth.
好，那我们如果这个图哈，大概可以让我们看到一个轮廓了哈。So
this map gives us the general idea.
那个兰塞，这个就是哥山地，在这个尼罗河的三角洲。This
is Ramses in the land of Goshen.
好，那这个。 如果是走非利士的地啊, 就是走这个海, 沿着海边的, 地中海海边的地方走出去的。
So if they went toward the land of the Philistines,
如果你用地图去看啊, 他从这里走到希伯伦那边啊, 其实没有很远啊。
For them to walk on this way to Hebron is actually not that far.
如果今天以美国的那个这个, 我们现在, 开车我们习惯的那个路线哦, 那个其实开车一下子就到了。If
we were to drive today, it would not take that long.
那这条路最近神不要跟他们走, 因为这里有非利士人一定会来打仗抢夺。This
is the shortest way, but God did not lead them that way because they would have encountered the Philistines.
那圣经说现在神把他们带到海边来, 在以堂安营,
so God led the people around by way of the wilderness of the Red Sea.
好，那这个就是以堂在这个地方了啊，在这个海湾的最顶端的地方。So
this is this point on the Red Sea.
好，那我们看到这个地图是这么短哈，但其实一群人200万人要走，很麻烦的，要走很久。
So we see this path on the map, but for 2 million people to walk, it would take very long.
有人走慢，有人走快，所以哈，那个整个行进速度其实是很慢的。So
some people walk fast and some people walk slow, but as a group, they probably walked very slow.
当中有老人有小孩。There
were the elderly and also children.
他们要整群人一起走。They
had to walk as a group.
所以想一想，有时候我们如果一群人要集体行动，为什么说那个体力好的要等那个体力差的，要互相担待，要有耐心。When
we walk as a group, those who have more energy need to be patient with those who have less energy.
好，那现在请读13章的21节、22节。
We'll now read chapter 13, verse 21 and 22.
好，那现在请那个，这是谁？来，秀梅姐，请你读。林秀梅姐妹，请读21、22。
21, 日间耶和华在云柱中领他们的路，夜间在火炬中光照他们，使他们日夜都可以行走。22, 日间云柱，夜间火炬，总不离开百姓的面前。
谢谢。日间，那他们现在开始走的时候应该是14号已经晚上过了嘛，15号，所以1月15号神定了新的年，那一个月的15号他们开始走了。
So the 14th probably passed, so it's now the 15th day of the month that they started walking.
那他们一走的时候，这个云柱就神在云中就开始领他们的路了。
When they started walking, God started to lead them in a pillar of cloud.
所以这里圣经说神在云柱中领他们的路哦。
It says that the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead the way.
然后夜间就在火柱中光照他们。
And by night in a pillar of fire to give them light.
所以日间的云柱跟夜间的火柱其实同一个。
So the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night is actually one.
这个都在说明神日夜跟他们同行。
And this shows that God was with them by day and by night.
让他们可以日夜行走。
That they can walk by day and night.
所以只要神说要走，他们就可以走，不要怕说没有光。
And so if God wanted them to walk, they did not need to worry if there was light or not.
他们就跟着神走，真的很轻松啊。
They just had to follow God and they did not have to worry.
不要自己想说要怎么办。
They don't need to think about what they need to do.
这个其实神都为他们准备好了，这个走这条路所有的一切呢。
God had arranged everything for them.
那我们后面越到后面越明白说，这个在白天的时候有云柱领他们，那个效果目的是什么？到晚上的时候有火柱出现，又有多重要？
We'll see how important it is for them to have the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night.
好，那这个图本身就是以后以色列百姓要到这个迦南地这里来。结果就在这样这么小的地方，这样一绕了40年。
This map shows the path they took, and they walked on this path for 40 years.
那当然，现在这些地点就是我们现在按照历史跟实际上目前的地理位置，我们所能够猜测的描述出大概是这样子的。
So based on what we know about geography today, this is an estimation.
好，那最后就是要过红海，所以你就看到这边是过红海。
So at this point, they needed to cross the Red Sea.
好，那我们接下来进入第14章。
We will enter chapter 14.